Our studios in Liberty, New York. This is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Welcome to Farm and Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show, Sweetwater fishing guide Evan Padua has a Hooked on Fishing report for the Upper Delaware River. Farm market managers welcome the community to this year's season of bounty and goodness.
There's always something for everybody. Something delicious awaits you. Saturdays, rain or shine, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Support local, support local. That is the message.
All of that and Keith Hubbard's Star Talk report coming up on today's Farm and Country. But first, news headlines from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Renewed calls for the Israeli government to do more to bring the hostages home are gaining ground after a video released this week shows female Israeli soldiers being taken captive in the attacks. At the same time, the Israeli government yesterday announced it had recovered the bodies of three more people killed and taken into Gaza in the October 7th attacks. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
Video released this week shows female Israeli soldiers being taken captive by Hamas on October 7th. This is edited footage from what Hamas shot. Their families say one of the soldiers was killed inside Gaza, another was rescued by Israeli soldiers, and there are still five female soldiers being held captive. The violent treatment shown in this footage shocked Israelis, and it's adding to the public pressure inside Israel for the government to reach a hostage deal with Hamas for the release of these captive soldiers. And after this footage was released, the Israeli War Cabinet announced that it would be renewing negotiations for a hostage deal.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Tel Aviv. Italy is the latest country to announce it will resume funding support for the UN humanitarian agency responsible for around 2 million Palestinians in Gaza. As Villa Marx reports, this follows the decision of several nations to end support following allegations that employees had participated in the October 7th attacks.
Italy was one of 16 donor countries, including the U.S., to suspend aid to UNRWA after Israel had accused several of its 13,000 staff of involvement in Hamas's attacks last year. An independent investigation last month reassured several countries who resumed their financial aid at a time the agency requires $1.2 billion to support its work, and Italy has now pledged almost $40 million of that.
Villa Marx reporting, Google has laid off employees on its legal investigations team, the people who handle police and court requests. NPR's Derek Kerr reports.
One of the responsibilities of Google's legal investigations team is responding to emergency requests from law enforcement to geolocate people who may be in trouble or causing trouble, situations such as kidnappings and school shootings. The team also responds to court orders and data requests, and it creates policies around safeguarding user data. Workers at the company say staff shortages on this team have already slowed Google's ability to respond to requests and have resulted in a significant backlog. A Google spokesperson confirmed the company eliminated these positions and also said it will increase the number of people who work on regulatory compliance. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
An all-time record of nearly 3 million people passed through U.S. airport checkpoints yesterday. As the Memorial Day weekend opened, AAA forecasts 38 million people will take to U.S. roads for the holiday. This is NPR.
Welcome back to Farm and Country. I'm your host, Rosie Starr. Coming up on today's show, Sweetwater fishing guide Evan Padua has a Hooked on Fishing report for the Upper Delaware River. Local farm market managers welcome the community to this year's season of bounty and goodness. But first, here is Keith Hubbard with this week's Star Talk report. Thank you for joining us on Radio Catskill for this week's locally produced Farm and Country.
Farm and Country. I'm Keith Hubbard, and this is Star Talk.
The moon will drift eastward this week as it approaches Saturn, culminating with the moon being 1 degree off Saturn's lower right side on Friday. Tonight, the moon will be in the south-southwest, while Saturn will be in the east-southeast. When viewed at the same time each night this week, the moon will appear to drift backward, that is, from west to east across the sky. Saturn, on the other hand, will not appear to move very much at all. On Friday, the moon and Saturn will rise just after 2 a.m. and will remain visible until sunrise. The moon will be moving about 14 degrees across the sky each night. Part of the reason for the moon's apparent swift movement on the celestial dome is its proximity to Earth. The moon is vastly closer to Earth compared to the background stars. As a result, a small change in direction by the moon corresponds to a large change relative to the background stars. You can see this for yourself using your thumb. Close one eye and hold up your thumb with an outstretched arm. Keeping your thumb stationary, alternate which eye is closed. Notice how your thumb moves relative to the background? Now hold your thumb close to your face and repeat the experiment. Your thumb appears to move further relative to the background stars when it's closer to your face. The same concept occurs with the moon and the background stars. Track the moon this week as it drifts eastward in the sky, coming within 1 degree of Saturn on Friday. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future Star Talk segments, my email address is startalk@farmandcountry.org. For Farm and Country and Star Talk, this has been Keith Hubbard, reminding you to keep looking up.
For Radio Catskill and Farm and Country, this is Evan Padua, bringing you Hooked on Fishing. This spring on the Upper Delaware has been full of fish. The American shad run is thick and full right now. What we have is pods of shad moving through. The fishing is best in the evenings as the water temperature climbs throughout the day. When the sun is lower in the sky or clouds cover the sky, that is the best time to go out shad fishing. Shad darts, flutter spoons, and small shad flies casted at a downstream angle in 3 to 6 feet of water in channels is the best way to target American shad. You'll see many wade fishermen up and down the river this time of year, and you probably saw them for the past few weeks fishing for American shad along the Delaware. The trout fishing has also been very, very good. We've had a very mild spring with consistent water temperatures and good weather days. Not a lot of wind and not a lot of rain. So, that yields consistent and steady bug hatches. These bug hatches have been heavy. I had Hendrickson's early on in the season. They are mostly done. There's a few Hendrickson's hanging around on the West Branch for mayflies. Other than that, March browns and sulfurs have been the trout's main food source. So using a large March brown parachute fly is the best way to prospect for trout with a dry fly. Other than that, target fish that are feeding on the surface with the food that you see floating down the river. Might be caddis, might be sulfurs, or it might be March browns. Keep your eyes out for a few different other bugs, but those are pretty much making up most of the fish's diet right now. As you see the water temperatures climb throughout the spring, trout will move into the faster water and upstream towards the tailwaters, such as the West Branch, and where the water stays colder. The walleye season is open. Walleye fishing is best at night this time of year because the days are very long, and generally the walleye do not bite great during the day in the spring. There can be exceptions on cool rainy days and when it is cloudy. Other than that, fly fishing for trout right now is prime time. We're going to have some warm temperatures this week, so the water temperature might get a little too warm for them. 65 to 68 degrees is when it gets a little bit too warm for trout, so try to target other fish or move to a colder water source to trout fish. This has been Evan Padua with Sweetwater Guide Service and Hooked on Fishing. And for Farm and Country, happy to be out for another spring season. Tight lines, everyone.
It's that wonderful time of the year when our communities are humming with activities and our local farm markets are a huge part of that. Here are some lively inspirations from Narrowsburg and Barryville.
Welcome to the Narrowsburg Farmers Market. Danielle Gable, market manager. And we are so delighted. We are open for the season every Saturday, rain or shine, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. behind the Narrowsburg Union. We've got lots going on. We have all our vendors are back. We have some new vendors. So you'll find all your vegetables and your fruit and your herbs and your meats and your cheeses and your eggs and your baked goods. So it's always really important when the market's open that you come and you support local food, local artisans. That's what keeps it alive. So wherever you can find a local market, even if it's not here in Narrowsburg, my encouragement to you is find the local spots to support our farmers.
It's a very idyllic atmosphere over here on this green grass, and in the background we have always some local music playing.
Yes, every week we have music, different music. We also have some programming this year, so twice a month you're going to see some sustainability workshops, food cooking preservation demos. So check that out on our website, narrowsburgfarmersmarket.org. You'll see the full lineup of what we have planned. And yeah, Narrowsburg's a great town, you know, because you can come to the market, you can go inside the Narrowsburg Union, visit the art galleries, Catskills Curated. You can head into town, have lunch, grab coffee. So I really feel like this is a great spot to come together as a community, to support local food, and to have a good time this summer.
And walking in, I noticed something brand new. Something's popped up at the parking lot here.
Yes. So the Market Shed, this is the Narrowsburg Union's project. Every weekend, it is full with a different vendor. And these vendors have different wares that they're bringing. Artisan Crafts is not food-based, so they left that to the market. But check it out because it's really phenomenal. They've got some really great vendors planned for that space. So yeah, come out. Bring your coolers. Go on the river. Make a day out of it. Get what you need and grill when you get home. Again, support local. Support local. That is the message. The market has roots back into Barryville days, so it's been a long time, but this market planted itself here in 2019. So we've got our roots here. We're established. It's a great place. The union has just been so wonderful. You know, there's parking for people. There's bathrooms and doors. You get to go check out the art and the other shopping that's happening inside the union. So yeah, come visit us. Come see what we're about. If you haven't been here, I guarantee you, you'll probably find something, like no matter what, right, Rosie? I mean, you come to these markets and there's always something for everybody. Something delicious awaits you. Saturdays, rain or shine, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 7 Erie Ave, here in Narrowsburg, behind the Narrowsburg Union. And we'll have our special Thanksgiving market on the 23rd. This market will be out here until October 26th. So it's a long season. All I ask is come lend your support.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting the word out.
Thank you, Rosie.
Hello. Welcome to the Barryville Farmers Market. My name is Nancy Tora. I manage the market here for the past several years. And as always, we have all our vendors will be here. We have great music. There's always something happening. There'll be things happening in our little garden that we have here. We have children's crafts and shows for them while mom and dad are out shopping. It's the place to be on a Saturday morning between 10 and 1 in the afternoon. You really must come down. We have 25 to 30 vendors every Saturday. Some of our vendors are permanent. Others rotate in and out.
You mentioned something new, a children's garden while parents are shopping. Talk about that.
Where we're sitting right now, we have an amazing garden here right next to our farmer's market, and we call it Back to the Garden. Every weekend, there's something else going on. There's children's crafts that we do. We have people come in that do sun prints. It's a specialized paper, and you can take shapes of anything. We like to take foliage from around the garden. You lay it on the paper, 5 minutes in the sun. The paper turns this beautiful blue. You pull back whatever you put on the paper, and there's the silhouette of what you did. And they dip it in a little bit of water, hang it on the wash line, you pick it up when you're leaving the market. We've had John Conway, who is right next door, famous local historian. He will come over to the garden and give talks about the local area. Of course, the Native Americans that were here and all the battles that happened, because it's really historic here in the Barrieville area. So that's always something people look forward to. He'll hang around the market and you can ask him questions and he'll chat. And he's so open chatting with everyone. It's great.
It looks as though there's some new vendors here in Barrieville. Talk about that.
One of our new vendors, and we're always excited about our vendors, new vendor is Sardine Queen. They have this spread that they make. It's with sardines and some cream cheese and tons of seasoning. It's amazingly delicious.
I did go through the marketplace. I love sardines. I eat a lot of them, but they prepare them a little bit differently. Please introduce yourself.
Matt Burns, Burns Farms.
Hi, Matt. You're at the Barrieville's Farmers Market. Tell me about your farm.
Family owned since 1984.
Describe your farm. Where is it located?
The town of Bethel, New York. Bethel there. We've been on that land since the early 1800s. So it sat vacant, and I took over the farm after a couple hundred years. So.
Historically, what kind of farm has it been?
Rocky.
Well, was it dairy?
It was dairy originally, yes. And I took it over vegetables and fruit.
What kind of vegetables are you growing and what kind of fruit?
Arugula, two zucchini, watermelons, cantaloupes, and strawberries.
Oh, strawberries. That's June, strawberries.
They are in blossom right now. There's some small berries sitting on the plants, so we're hoping everything goes right.
Well, that farm heard the concert in 1969. That soil is rich.
I was 10 years old. That was quite an experience. I never forget that. It was pretty funny.
I think Bethel Woods would like to hear your experience. You could go over there and give your history. They're actually looking for people like you.
Well, it was an interesting weekend. Let's put it that way.
Tell me your memory, a little bit of it.
Oh, my mother would be embarrassed. The greatest memory was, it's a dirt road. And I said I was 10, and everybody was peace signs, you know. I hear this rumbling coming up for about a half hour. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I look up the road, and nothing but motorcycles. And I'm just, you know, 10-year-old kid out there, peace sign. My mother grabs me and runs away because they thought these guys were going to grab me and take me away. But no, it was pretty funny. But just the music. And I did wake up to Hendrix, Star Spangled Banner, that Sunday morning.
That is emblazoned on your memory. Talk about that.
It was pretty neat. It was an interesting weekend.
55 years later, and you're growing produce. I mean, there was a song that said, got to get back to the garden.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing. And folks can come out to Barrieville's Farmers Market and look for you and your stand.
I'm Erin West. I am a board member at the Barrieville Farmers Market. And Matt Burns was really the inspiration for starting this market. Well, we wanted to start a market in 2019 when the original market moved to Narrowsburg. And Matt reached out and said, if you want to start a market here, I want to be part of it. I have found community in Barrieville. I've gone to birthday parties and weddings and funerals of people that I've met in Barrieville. He was really the first to jump on board. And at that point, I didn't know Matt, but he had written to my husband to say that. And we said, well, there's this guy, Matt Burns. We had just moved to town. This guy, Matt Burns, wants to join the farm. And Johnny said, oh, we could build an entire market around that guy. So we did.
And I used to work in Barryville, so I know a lot of this town, so a lot of the people in this town. So
that's very impressive to build a farmer's market around you. Well, you do go back to 1800.
Not just me. It was the spirit in this town. I mean, it was some, like I said, Aaron and David come in, and they're like, this thing has to happen. So, and they made it happen. These guys, Johnny, Conway's, right? Mm-hmm. They made it happen. So before you know it, bang, here we are. What?
6 years.
6 years. It's 6 year now.
Well, if you build it, they will come, and they do. When you come down the street on Saturday, and there's plenty to buy, so you did a good thing.
It's a little light this time of year with the produce, but every week something different, so we got good bakery back next weekend. This bakery's good, you know, so we're good. So.
And you have a nice neighbor here, the thrift shop with the Methodist Church. They're very generous and kind-hearted people.
Absolutely. These ladies are so happy, right, with this market here. They're so happy with that, for sure. So,
a lot of heart goes into this market, and I think people can see that. I hope they can see that. We all who organize it just put a lot of heart and joy into the market, and we find it to be a really fun place to be.
I have to agree with you. I've always been very welcomed by Johnny Pizzolatta. But you know when the heart really comes out at Christmas time when you light that tree?
Oh, that she goes up in the bucket? Hell yeah.
That's a whole different version of me. There's just a lot of creative people in Barryville, a lot of wonderful people who want to be involved. And Johnny really supports people being involved. So it's just been a delight.
It's a great place to come and shop, but also in the back, there's always live music every week. We have tables with umbrellas. People come just to hang out, enjoy the music, meet with their friends.
You know what's nice is their takeaway food. You can not only shop for what you want to cook and buy, but there's vendors to eat on the spot.
Yeah, so that's sort of the idea, is that this row here that's on the blacktop facing 97, it's like your grocery store. It's shopping the aisles, and these vendors are here every single week, rain or shine, and you can get everything you need for your weekend dinners and beyond here. Then the front yard has more artisanal food products. We have dog pet treats. We have prepared food, and we wanted that on purpose because we wanted people to come and stay. So if you give them prepared food, they'll come, they'll stay and eat it here. And we set up picnic tables and seating, and we committed to having coffee at the market. The vendors love it, we love it, and the people who come know now that if you come here, you can get your coffee, you can get your croissant, you can walk around, and then when you get hungry again, you can get some more prepared food.
Who's providing the coffee?
The coffee this year is being done by Cupbearer, who is a new coffee shop here in Barryville. They have the small building in front of Stick It In. They're a wonderful young couple, Pierce and his wife. I think what I hope is that we've made this a place where anyone can come, and even if you are not able to buy anything from the farmers, even if you are not able to buy prepared food, you can just sit here and enjoy the music. That's free. Coming here and doing this, anyone can come. And then we hope you might want to support a local farmer or a local maker, artisans we have as well. But I think that our community has realized that this is a place for everyone to come, and we're a town that doesn't have a Main Street USA. We don't have a town center where there's a lot going on. And so this is what's happening every Saturday now, and people come here to see the community.
It sounds like you're inviting people to come and witness and experience life. And part of life on Saturday are farmers, they're vendors. This has been going on for centuries, hundreds of years, and that's a beautiful image. Come, sit, if you want to participate and buy something or have something for lunch and sit and look at the river. It's your experience, a living moment in a community that's encompassing, inclusive, that's a gift.
I agree. I think this community is very much alive, especially in the summers. I mean, come on, with the river. But this is a community that's very alive and wants to meet people, very accepting. And this was built to feature the farmers to this community.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add to this conversation?
I appreciate you doing this show and keeping all this alive to Sullivan County and beyond. Right here in the garden where we're sitting, which is the church's garden that was actually in full overgrowth. It was completely had been left. And when we came in and they agreed to let us use the space, we said, we will bring this garden back. We'll replant it, clear it all out. So we did. And so we have we're looking at a peach tree over here and plenty of beautiful flowers and herbs. But in this garden, there will be a Christmas in July celebration put on by the Berryville United Methodist Church. And look, it takes a village. You know, farmers markets don't just happen. There's a lot of hard work, and we're talking about beautiful things here and the ideas of a market. But the actuality of it is that there are a lot of people who volunteer their time for this. We have a lot of volunteers that believe in this like we do. So I want to just say thank you to all of them. And it's worth mentioning that the thrift store is really pay what you want. You decide the things that you'd like and you pay what you can. I think that's just so beautiful too.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you soon, Rosie.
Bye.
Come back anytime.
The Narrowsburg Beautification Group is having a biannual plant swap Saturday, June 1st at a new location at the Narrowsburg Farmers Market from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Exchange plants, seeds, and bulbs. And if you have nothing to exchange, you can make a donation. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. June 1st at the Farmers Market in Narrowsburg, behind the Union, 7 Erie Avenue. Find more information on Facebook at NBG Tustin. We hope that you enjoyed our show this week with production by Radio Catskill volunteers Keith Hubbard and Evan Padua. Special thanks goes to our guests, local farm market managers Daniel Gable from Narrowsburg, New York, and Nancy Chora with board member Aaron West from Barryville, New York, and to fruits and vegetable farmer Matt Burns from the town of Bethel. He has a great sense of humor. This has been your host, Rosie Starr. Thanks for listening local to Farm and Country and supporting Radio Catskill. Visit us online at wjffradio.org. Check out our podcast, community announcements, and event information. Support for Farm and Country comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, a community-supported, science-based nonprofit, taking legal actions, providing tools for action, and raising awareness of fracking damage since 2008, proactively protecting public health in the Delaware River Basin and beyond. DamascusCitizens.org.
Monday is Memorial Day, with events and services to honor all American soldiers lost in war. The Town of Liberty will host their annual Memorial Day parade and ceremony, and Russell Sprague American Legion Post 109 invites all veterans to participate in the parade on foot or in their vehicle. Parade lineup is on West Liberty Street at 10 Monday morning. The parade steps off down Main Street at 10:30 and concludes with a ceremony at Liberty Veterans Cemetery on Cold Springs Road.
Radio Catskill's Music Yard Sale is happening.